Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Right now, we head out to the BetQL guest hotline where we're joined by longtime friend of the show, Steve Sands from the Golf Channel. Hello, Steve. Good morning to you.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're doing well.
And Sandy, of course, was in Tulsa for the early part of the week, and then he flew back home to Florida. Doesn't have to cover the event on the weekend.
So hey, what is your opinion of Tulsa? Cakes trashes Tulsa.
Cakes basically said, this is what Cakes said. He said he couldn't believe there's a major championship in the state of Oklahoma, and he has no idea what kind of history Oklahoma and Oklahoma State have in college golf.
But Steve, here, let me just say, here is my frame of reference on the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Twisters and the outsiders. So I think of like just horrible weather and the greasers and the socias battling it out in like probably the late 50s, early 60s. Star-studded cast. I mean, so many sillies in that movie.
But you haven't been there. But
never
Sandy's been there.
I'll never go to Oklahoma. I'm pretty sure
I've
I'll
been there,
live my whole
Steve,
life.
Steve, I've been there because I storm chased.
See what I mean?
For back-to-back springs, and I loved it. But I couldn't live there, but I like going
there. Sandy, give us your review of Oklahoma,
please.
Tulsa.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think any of us would want to live in Tulsa. But Tulsa's a good town, nice people. I went to a great restaurant the other night called Smoke. It was awesome with a couple of friends who we're all watching right now on ESPN+. You know, it's a good sports town. Yeah, I tell you what's cool looking is that box center where they – you know, the Oklahoma City's got the Thunder, but in Tulsa, they got this beautiful arena. The Eagles played the other night. And we've seen, you know, big events there like the, I think maybe the Big 12 has been there before, but I know the NCAA tournament's been played there before, but it's a good town, good sports town. And Southern Hills, fellas, is a historical spot in golf. So Southern Hills will always be on the rotation. I don't know about any other golf course in Oklahoma hosting a major championship, but I can promise you Southern Hills will always be in the rotation to host a major.
Look, all I know is that nobody in the United States sits down with their family in, like, February and March and says, hey, man, where are we going to spend our summer, a week of summer vacation? I know the spot, Oklahoma. It's never happened.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all I'm going to say.
Now, let me tell you, man, the other night, a couple people came up, said hello, that kind of thing, and they were like, hey, where are you from? I said, I live in D.C., I said I'm from D.C., and they all groan.
That's true.
We groan at people who might be from Oklahoma, but I promise you, people from Oklahoma groan right back when we say we're from D.C.
That's fine.
You know what?
I can live with that.
They're right. 100%.
Yeah. So talk about the what was the atmosphere like out there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? I know they put a bunch of money into this course in 2019, I think $11 million. And Gil Hansen, is it Jim Wagner that did the redesign?
Yep. What's
it like compared to what it was back when Tiger won at 07?
The only problem with Jim and Gil They're massive Eagles fans from Philadelphia. Enormous Philadelphia Eagles fans, both of those guys. Other than that, they're really good guys, and they're great architects, and they did a fabulous job at Southern Hills. It's completely different than what it was in 2007 when Tiger won the PGA there. There are so few trees in comparison to what it was. They opened up the fairways. They lengthened the golf course quite a bit. They changed every single hole. Every hole was touched in the last 15 years since the last major championship was held here. And this is the eighth major being staged at Southern Hills, more than any other course in America other than Augusta National Golf Club. It's a storied venue. It's a beautiful spot. And it will identify a great, great champion this week.
All right, so obviously the first name out of everybody's mouth is Tiger. He made his triumphant return in Augusta, had a first round there that everybody was excited about, and then just faded. You could tell he just ran out of gas, just too much to overcome.
Right.
He says he's stronger. By all accounts, he's striping it. It's just a matter of, I guess, the endurance and that sort of thing. Do you see Tiger contending at all? I mean, some people are saying he's going to miss the cut. They don't feel like maybe this is a great fit for him. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, the endurance is going to be the big one. I think if we see progress from Tiger, it's not. I do not think he's going to get any contention and win. I do not think he's got a chance to win. Will he miss the cut? I mean, I don't know. The wind is starting to pick up there. It will be big time picked up tomorrow afternoon. So being early late this week, as opposed to late early, playing early, excuse me, on Thursday and then late on Friday, is probably not going to be the best side of the draw. I think progress for Tiger will be making the cut and not running out of gas like we saw on the weekend at Augusta. He shot 78-78, understandably ran out of gas. And when you get physically tired, it also hurts your concentration mentally. And he putted worse than he's ever putted at any major ever in his career on the weekend at the Masters. So if he can make the cut this week, you know, kind of hang around on Saturday and Sunday and play well, as opposed to just being so tired that it looked like he was kind of limping literally and figuratively to the finish line at Augusta. To me, that would be progress from Tiger, but I do not expect him to put himself in contention this week.
So when he says, and they ask him, do you think you can win? And he says, yes, I do. You think he's just full of it, or in his brain, he still thinks he can do this?
Yeah, no, he thinks he can do it. There's no question. The only reason he came out to play at Augusta was because he was shooting, you know, good enough scores, low enough numbers, creating shots, and also had what he thought was the endurance to get it done when he was home working out and playing practice rounds and working on his game back home in Jupiter. So in the last month, he's gotten stronger, he said. Physically stronger. The right leg is a lot more conditioned. He played four tournament rounds at the Masters, knows what it's like now, knows what it takes, knows what his body has to go through to do this. The funny thing about golf is up until this point, people always wondered, is it a sport? Is it athletic? Is it athleticism? That kind of thing. And endurance matters. Hand-eye coordination has to be a freak show. You have to be a great athlete. You have to be able to, you know, endure the walk. And I know people laugh at that because it's not running, but it's a big part of the game. And this is not an easy golf course to walk, so it'll be a challenging week for Tiger.
I'm just looking at the weather. So potential for severe thunderstorms tonight and then tomorrow.
It says Oklahoma.
91 today, and then Sunday it's going to be 68.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot cooler. Listen, I told you guys before, rain doesn't bother these guys.
Right.
Heat doesn't bother these guys. Cold doesn't bother these guys.
Wind.
What bothers these guys is wind.
Yeah.
When they have to be, you know, that precise, when they have just a little bit of indecision as to whether or not the wind's going to go left or right or into them or helping them, that's the biggest issue they're going to have today and tomorrow and Saturday is the wind.
I have to be honest with you. I was kind of a non-believer in Scottie Scheffler. I just thought he was, you know, a regular guy. And when he vaulted to number one, I was like, that'll last a week. I mean, come on. And now I'm like, oh, man, this guy's the real deal.
Yeah.
Do you like his chances this week? Can he stay hot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love his chances this week. I don't think guys win back-to-back majors unless they're complete and utter freak shows and great, great players. So this is going to be a big week to see whether or not Scheffler is on a heater or he actually is progressing towards the point of being an all-time great player. He's the favorite coming in, if you're into those kinds of things. He certainly has the pedigree now. He's won four times. It's the first major he's ever played in as a major champion. That's a big deal because you now know that you can get it done. You know what it's like to get to the finish line. He loves this golf course. He won a Big 12 championship on this golf course when he was at the University of Texas, individual and the team event. And he's called it his favorite golf course in America.
Mm.
But can you win back-to-back majors? I mean, I don't know. People don't win back-to-back major championships in the same year very often. So the odds favor him to win, but to me, the odds are against you. If you're Scotty Scheffler this week, just because you won the Masters.
And Steve, another thing that's obviously tough to do is the career slam. Spieth can do it if he wins at the PGA Championship. What do you think his chances are?
Yeah, he's about to tee off with Tiger and Rory McIlroy. I think he has an excellent chance this week. Short game is everything this week. Scheffler has a great chance because his short game is so incredible. Spieth, the same thing. You're going to see a lot of guys hit fairways this week because the fairways are really wide in comparison to other major championship venues. It's one of the nuances to the golf course that was a little different than it was in 2007. But you're going to see a lot of guys also miss a lot of greens, and they'll be chipping and pitching around those greens. And Spieth is one of the all-time greats at that. So I think Jordan has a great chance to join those other five players. And no one has ever won the career Grand Slam at the PGA, and Jordan has a chance to do it again this week.
Yeah, he's been playing so well.
He's playing great. He came in first and second in his last two starts, guys. That's pretty stout golf right there, Jason.
No, he's balling. What was your take on Bryson backing out and withdrawing because of the hand? We were talking about it earlier in the show. Aaron Oberholzer was talking about his hand problems when he was playing. And he said the doctor that he – or the therapist, I can't remember if it was a therapist or a doctor that he worked with out in California, said the two biggest injuries for golfers are neck and hands. And Bryson obviously having the hand issue.
Well, every single time he makes contact with the golf ball, that hand has got to just reverberate. You know, it's got to be so difficult. And when we saw him on Monday in the practice round and then on Tuesday, I remember thinking – how's he going to play? Look at that thing on his hand. Is it worth it to try to get one early major in during his rehab as opposed to waiting and seeing what it feels like at Brookline next month or at St. Andrews in July? And I'm not that I'm not a doctor. I have no idea. But I think it was the right call for him to not play. Because why rush it? He has a long career ahead of him. Why would you want to ruin something here in the short term by coming back too early? So it didn't look great early for Bryson, and it ended up making the decision that he couldn't play was probably the prudent one for him, especially with that injury. Like you said, man, you don't want to mess with a hand and wrist in this sport because think of the impact these guys are making. It's not just 70 times – in a round when you shoot an even par 70, you're talking about all those practice balls you're hitting, all the chips and pitches, all the bunker plays, all the funky lies, all the work you put in. To rush that type of injury would have been a mistake for Bryson.
Well, the one guy at hooked, the withdrawal hooked, was our man Denny McCarthy. He was the first alternate. He's in. He's playing with Homa and Hatton. I know.
Love Denny. The old ball boy at Maryland basketball as a kid. Love that guy.
Yep. And Tiger just teed it, and we just watched the
he's down the middle. They're all, I think, they're all three
down the middle. But I think Tiger, did he hit it past those guys, Matt?
I believe so.
Yeah, and he's teeing off at 10. Correct.
He's using his club as a cane, though.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Not great. He's already gipping around, Stevie.
Hey, Steve, we
do you think Tiger parks in handicap spot?
Did you see him walking down the steps?
Yes.
Yeah, it was weird.
Gingerly walking down the steps, yeah.
Hey, Steve, we know you're a D.C. guy, but you live in Florida. Does it tilt you that you're surrounded by nothing but Lightning and Panthers fans who are facing off in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs right now with the Caps sitting at home? Oh, just so much tilt.
It's just disgusting. It's impossible that the Caps didn't win that series 4-1. I just can't believe they didn't win that series. They've had plenty of choke jobs over the years, and I don't think anybody choked here. I think Florida's really, really good. Tampa Bay, by the way, is great.
Yep.
But my God, how did we not win that series? Jesus.
It was there,
hey, Steve,
for them.
Just remember, you as a Caps fan have Stanley Cup swagger, and we'll always hold that over the Florida Panthers until they win one.
I understand. Yes. Believe me, I'm with you. I understand, and it's given us a lot of joy over the years. But four consecutive first-round losses since winning the Cup, man.
What would you do to tweak it?
They clearly need to get younger and faster. Mm-hmm. As long as they're going to keep their core guys, they're going to see if they can squeeze out another gear from Backstrom. I was reading Backstrom. That hip is a bad, bad deal.
Yeah,
man.
It's not good.
He's such a great player.
I know, and he's got a lot of money coming to him.
Their core, yes, he does. The core, and it's well deserved money, by the way.
Yeah.
The core has got to stay together with those great players, but they need to get younger and faster, and they need to find a number one goalie.
Stevie, you would have been jealous of me Saturday night, even though the weather sucked. But I was in OC, and I was at Fausto's.
Oh, my man, Fausto! How's my man Fausto? I can't wait. I'm driving up there in a couple of weeks for the summer. I can't wait.
Are you? Nice. Well, make sure you go see Fausto Di Carlo. Get yourself a filet and some pecoraya. And you'll have the best dinner.
The two things I do quicker than anything when I get to Ocean City are go to Anthony's for a sub and then go to Fausto's for Italian at night.
Yep. I went to both spots.
If you have time, which I'm sure you do, Valdez raves about Spain Wine Bar. He says you have to check it out.
Where?
It's a new
Ocean
bar.
City, new hot spot in Ocean City.
It's called the Spain Wine Bar.
Top of the Cambria.
Wow. Yeah. My man Scott Abel, who's an Ocean City regular and a big-time regular listener to you guys, has not told me about the Spain Bar. I need to check that out. What street's it on?
It's right across the bridge over 50 by the
Sergio
inlet.
Sergio recommends it highly. He's a big
rooftop views of the bay. It's kind of silly.
Wow. You guys are all kinds of full of intel. I love
That's
it.
That's what we have. That's what we do.
So you're going in a couple weeks?
I'm going to drive up the week before the U.S. Open. It's kind of a funky deal logistically, but I'm going to drive up the week before the U.S. Open. I drive up in one day. Yeah. I'm going to leave the car there, go to the U.S. Open, and then come back. And then the wife and the kids, all that, they'll fly up. The car will be there, and then we'll be all set for the summer. Can't wait.
Now, remind me, U.S. Open, is that in Brookline?
Yes.
This year?
U.S. Open's in Brookline, and the Open Championship is at St. Andrews.
There you go.
Storage venues there. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Open at St. Andrews is going to be epic, man. I can't wait.
You'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have the next two. We have CBS and ESPN do the first two. We do the U.S. Open and the Open Championship. They have the first two. We have the second two.
It's not bad to have the weekend off so you can just chill and watch all four rounds, right?
I tell you what, man. A buddy of mine texted me this morning and said, "What are you doing today? You want to grab some lunch?" And I said, "I'm going to sit in my chair all day, just hang out and just watch. I don't get a chance to do it very often.
Yep.
It's very similar to like a Sunday in the NFL where you sit down at about 12:55 and all of a sudden it's midnight and you've watched three games and you watch every other highlight, every other score on Sunday Ticket and everything. I don't get a chance to do this very often, and it's a major. So, I mean, Tiger and Rory and Spieth are playing right now. I'll probably take a little snooze here and there, grab something to eat, but for the most part, I'll be watching ESPN Plus and ESPN all day.
Awesome. My man. Well, Steve, it's always great catching up with you. We'll talk to you again soon. That's Steve Sands from
the
Golf Channel.
Thanks, Sansy. See you, buddy.
Anytime, fellas.
Yep. Coming up next, we'll dive into the entertainment world with EB's entertainment page on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Coming up shortly is EB's Entertainment Page, brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. Steven Singer Jewelers is in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler that you can trust. The website is IHateStevenSinger.com.
But at least we're not distracted.
Yeah, not distracted at all. Wanted to get to a few of the calls on an open line Thursday.
I think that's on the pin.
MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067.
He better not three putt that. He's like 35-40 feet.
So before we get to EP, Reggie, look at me, Reggie, is calling, and also Mo from Largo, who missed the pool draft today. So there will be
look
a penalty. Let's go to Reggie first.
All right, Reggie, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, fellas. Hey, look, I was going to call in last week, but a gentleman called in, and he was irate about all the hate that we've been getting as Commander fans and Commander loyalists.
Right.
But no matter my enthusiasm, I'm still not driving down 95 South. We had that conversation a few weeks ago if they moved down there, so that's not happening. But having said that, man, look, Michael Pittman, he's not trash, like the other guy said, but he's a possession receiver. He ran a 4.52 or 4.53. Uh-huh. The only speed receiver they had is always hurt. So Carson Wentz, with that, had a 4-1 touchdown interception ratio and a run for his offense. I'm 44 years old, been a Washington everything fan my whole life. We've never had a quarterback with this much blue chip talent. So let me say this: I love Taylor Heineke for the same reason that any red-blooded man would. You know, he plays with fire.
Right.
But if you actually looked at the games, not at a bar, if you actually looked at the games at home, stopped it, how many times Scott Turner had a receiver running wide open down the seam in the first 2 seconds, whether from height or lack of awareness, Heineke never got it to him. He either scrambled, we hit a five-yard flat or curl route or something like that, or maybe a 10 to 20 yard something to the tight ends, or a toss up ball where Terry McLaurin had to out jump somebody, land on his back, almost get hurt every time. No. Carson Wentz is going to open this offense up in ways we never imagined. And then we got Antonio Gibson, who I love him, but he's a low budget Le'Veon Bell. Dances around trying to find an open spot. That's why they went and got Brian Robinson. Somebody's going to smash that hole, get in, and then they can use Antonio Gibson and what he's best suited at. When the offense is spread out, when the safeties are backed up because we actually got somebody to get it to the 4-3, 4-4 receivers, then he can go pick the holes because the linebackers have to engage and keep their eyes behind them as well. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to drop $1,000 on the 8.
Wow.
On the over on the 8.
Wow.
I'm going to drop $300 on the Eagles not to get that 9.5, and I'm going to put $200 on the Commanders, I'm sorry, to win the division. And I'm either tweet it or send it to y'all Instagram to let you know it's real.
Nice.
And I'm going to call in after every game. Right. I'm going to call in, and we're going to have fun with this for all the naysayers and the local media and all the Fairweather fans that's going to start trickling back in there when we start winning.
Gotcha.
That's all I got to say. I'm not upset about it, but I won't get back.
All right.
Hey, good call, Reggie.
It made me laugh yesterday when we saw our friend Ian Harditz from Pro Football Focus tweeted about Heineke in the Dallas game where he waved Terry McLaurin to go deeper, and then he underthrew
him.
He underthrows Terry by probably 4 or 5 yards, and he has to battle with two or three DBs to try to come back and get the ball.
I remember the play.
There's something to be said for that. That, you know, Wentz does have a stronger arm.
I'm telling you. I think Commanders fans are going to be excited when they start seeing what Wentz is capable of. I really do. We just haven't seen that. And he actually brings up a good point. We haven't had a quarterback of this pedigree
since Cousins. Not the Cousins was drafted as high.
No, second pick in the draft because Robert was. Mm-hmm. But that was weird. And Robert didn't end up being that. This is real pedigree. I really think so.
It could have been overdrafted.
Yeah.
I mean, the second pick in the draft is on his 13 in 5 years.
Yeah, okay.
Or maybe a 6 year.
Let's go to Mo. Hey, Mo. You missed out, buddy.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
I mean, you know we're going to draft early.
I get it. Let me start by saying I sent my validation to the guys. I'm currently working on a night project at PG County Courthouse, so I don't get off till 2:30 in the morning. I did wake up, but I fell back asleep waiting for y'all to do the draft. But I will say this. The person that I wanted, y'all didn't even draft. And I just drove to Virginia to put a little cash through FanDuel on him, is Xander Schauffele.
Okay.
So,
why do you like him this week?
To be honest with you, if you look at the way he played in the Byron Nelson, he's on a heater. I want to say he played the last maybe 54 holes in 25 under par.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He's kind of due, I think he's kind of flying under the radar. Excellent ball striker. And he's got a lot of moxie. So, I dumped a couple pennies on some other guys, too, for long shots. But that's who I like this week.
So. Schauffele already birdied. He's one under through three, so he's off to a good start.
So he's tied with Tiger.
Tiger's one under as well.
Although I'm a little bit nervous. Tiger's got, about 35, 40 feet? Seems like he got a long ways to go. See if these boys can get it close. All right, thank you, Mo.
I just wanted to take it on the chin. My bad, fellas.
Yeah, all right, Mo. All right. He says he woke up, but then he fell asleep.
We forgot to tell Mo that he's never invited to another draft pool.
Drab, did you tell him that? Did you break the news to him?
I forgot that part.
It doesn't bother me. Whatever you want to do.
It's fine.
It's all good. All right, you want me to get into the EP here a little bit? We can bleed it into the next segment, too, if you want.
And, of course, we also have a segment, Ask Us Anything.
That is true.
Oh, is that right?
We can do that in the final segment.
All right. That works. Of course, yesterday I got to give you a quick update on the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. I know I watched a decent amount of it. Jason watched some.
I watched her sister testify and then one other girl that was on Zoom from November of 2019.
Her parents named both of the daughters stripper names.
Whitney and Amber.
Whitney, those are prime stripper names.
Are they?
Well, they kind of look like strippers.
Amber certainly is. Whitney, I'm not so sure, but I mean, I could see a stripper being named Whitney.
Whitney was cute.
And certainly Amber.
Whitney's kind of cute.
Amber's better.
Oh, no, 100%. But Amber's psycho. Well,
that's a great putt, great lag putt there by Tiger. Mm-hmm. So he's fine. So he'll be one under going into three.
Right.
Drabby, did you say officially how much you put on it? You didn't tell us.
Yeah, I haven't said on air yet, but I did bet on Tiger on 66 on my drive in this morning. I had to sleep on it.
Uh-huh. And what did you bet?
I bet 2.5K.
All right. I like it.
To
make the cut pays. It was minus 134 or something. So I think it pays
1,800
or something. 1,800, yeah.
You feel comfortable with it?
No.
Oh, you're very nervous?
Well, of course I'm nervous. I don't want to lose the guy's money, but good start.
Good start, right?
Good start.
Looking good. Nice lag there. Easy peasy. No problem.
He's gimping around, though. He's gimping already.
Doesn't matter. All that matters is when he
addresses. He needs him to play 2 days.
I put 105 real American dollars to win 95.
On Tiger to make the cut?
Yeah.
Everyone's jumping on my Tiger.
Your tiger.
It's my Tiger. It's my guy.
Isn't it funny how he always says, I think Tiger's a D-bag. He's an awful person. But then he raves about the guy.
I think he's your best friend. I think I'm the one that discovered the Tiger Woods make the cut bet at the Masters.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You're taking credit for that?
Could be. But I told you God spoke to me. And I knew.
Right. And he told you he was going to win, too.
Well, I knew he was going to make the cut. That was a joke. Right. The win was a little bit of a stretch. I might have misinterpreted a couple of words that God said.
Hey, will God speak to you before the NFL season starts so we know who's going to be in the Super Bowl?
I think he's already speaking to me about Carson Wentz.
God is certainly going to talk to Carson Wentz before he's going to talk to EB.
I think
Carson is a little more pious.
I think he's oh, yeah. talking. He's, no, no. You think so? Okay, all right. I'll give you that.
He's very religious.
So you are very religious too.
By the way,
if I had to rank who's more religious,
Carson's very religious.
Carson's going to win.
Carson's higher on that scale.
My dad was a pastor, you know, Cakes.
Your dad was, but you're not.
All right. Well, he's not a pastor.
That's true.
No, but he probably goes to church every week. Do you go to church every week?
I used to pre-pandemic.
Okay.
The post-pandemic's been bad.
I do not. I do not go to church every week.
Nor do I.
I do not go to church ever. Well, that's not true. Christmas Eve.
You're a Christmas and Easter guy.
Easter, not so much. Christmas Eve, yes.
There's a lot of things I want to touch on here. I got a Carmen Electra story. Maybe we'll do it when we come back. I've got...
What was the update on the Amber?
Well, just the update was I saw one attorney that thought that Vasquez was so effective at cross-examining Heard that you might have blown the case right there. And I can't remember exactly which detail it was, but so many people are testifying to things that are showing Heard to be a liar. You know,
because Vasquez caught her in lies,
multiple lies.
Well, the one big one was the donation.
Money. Well, how about multiple people said that they've done cocaine with her?
Yeah,
and she said she doesn't do cocaine. I mean, it's hard, but I don't know, man.
I know. I'm with you,
but I'm sure. Listen, I am certain. Did he just hit a stinger there? Was that a stinger from Tiger?
I haven't seen Tiger. They haven't teed off yet.
Oh, well, they have. You're just a little bit delayed.
Well, stop ruining it.
All right, watch this. I just saw the ball flight. Was that a stinger?
You're destroying my Tiger experience right now.
All right, well.
Yeah, because he's got about 5 second delay.
God spoke to him about Tiger, yeah. So he's got to let
you
know
what? I didn't realize God speaking to you is that you have it on a delay.
No,
five seconds ahead of me.
Well, yeah, I have it ahead of you.
God said he's going to hit a stinger. Right. Boom, he hits a stinger.
Just make sure you root for Max Homa.
When we come back, we're going to load up the phone lines.
Oh, yeah, with
800-636-1067, MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can ask the Junks anything. We may not answer everything.
Right.
But you can ask us whatever you want. So we'll take your calls on that next. Old Glory DC Match Days have got something for everyone, my friends, from rugby fanatics to first-time fans of the game. So get your tickets now as Old Glory DC battles the Houston Sabercats this Saturday at 1 p.m. at Segra Field in Leesburg, VA. The music's pumping, the taps are flowing, and, of course, the hard-hitting rugby action never disappoints. Get there early for a free Rugby 101 session for fans of all ages, hosted by Old Glory players and staff, plus a larger-than-life kids zone for young fans and much more. For all your details and to get your tickets now, visit oldglorydc.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Before the show is done today, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Grant Hill's book tour that's coming to the area June 4th. So keep listening for your chance to win. But if you want to call right now to ask the Junks anything, it's on your mind, any pressing issue, 800-636-1067 is the number, the MGM National Harbor listener line, that is.
It's always open.
Yes, it is open for business.
All right, so during one of the breaks, Valdez and Drabby were debating something, and Valdez was talking about how he was waking up in the morning in a certain position.
This is Matt Valdez.
And
he was waking up in a certain position.
Well, he had a certain instrument he was dealing with when he was waking up.
I've been celibate for 2 weeks now.
So here's the deal, okay? So Valdez apparently hasn't whistled in 2 weeks, and presumably hasn't hit skins in 2 weeks.
Correct. Right? A celibate.
He's been celibate, okay? And it's all stemming from when his poor grandmother passed away. Now, it wasn't a sort of a tragic thing in a sense that it was like early or nobody, you know, they saw this coming.
Yeah.
But still, it's your grandmother, and
this happened
a couple weeks ago.
About that. Yeah.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And so Valdez has kind of lost his mojo because he's imagining his grandma in heaven, just arriving in heaven,
right,
and kind of
and watching that
and surveying the situation and then checking in on Matt. And she doesn't want to see his vitiligo speckled dong in his hands or anything. And so it's ruined his mojo.
All right, here's how I would counter. I would counter it with one. We don't even know if there is a heaven. That's first and foremost.
All right, let's hope.
Keep our fingers crossed. Two, heaven is supposed to be like the idealized version of everything. Like, your grandma's not going to be seeking out.
Right. She's not worried about all right, well, earthly worries.
Can I explain why I have these feelings?
I would love for you to explain it.
I'm waiting till after the funeral on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, just because in my mind, mm-hmm, you go up to silly heaven. She just went up to silly heaven.
Mm-hmm. She's still getting
and
adjusted.
She's still getting adjusted to heaven. So
right.
I figure one of the perks is you get to peer down and watch all your loved ones and, you know, maybe send some sort of signal reminder that you're there. And, you get to look at them in a fishbowl kind of
thing. Okay, yeah.
That's one of the perks of being in heaven.
Yeah, but then once you have the funeral, then she's already settled in.
Yeah, yeah, then she goes back to the party. You know what I mean? She's doing the Charleston.
Yeah, but I just think that the dance hall. I think if you get to heaven, you're not really that concerned with earthly things anymore. Because
no.
You just want to check in.
That's what my mother said, and it actually kind of threw me.
Right.
Because you know how people always say, "Oh, he's an angel. He's looking down on you."
Right.
Now. She goes, "He's not looking at.
He's not worried about you. Heaven, they're not worried about your earthly worries.
Right.
She's up there with the gold roads and the trumpets and the angels. You think she's wasting her time in heaven?
You're
watching
it sound like a Creed song.
Let's hope not.
Size. I love it.
No, she's having sex with James Dean right now. Right? Yes.
That's hilarious. James Dean.
So maybe you can relieve yourself of that burden, Valdez. Are you going to race home from the funeral?
No, you can't do it day of funeral.
You got to wait until Monday.
At least you have a day and a half grace period.
Yeah, but then Monday's going to be a debacle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hilarious. So,
that's killed my mojo.
Yeah, your mojo's all banged up.
I can understand that on some level. If you feel like your grandma's looking down on you,
you don't want
your grandma to see you, you know, surfing MILF hunter, you know, or whatever in there.
Yeah, can you imagine if her?
Yeah, I don't want her. I don't her see my search
was
history.
Just, her spirit was just right over your shoulder. Is right. You porn?
Yeah, you don't want that.
Poor Matt. Let's check on him. See how he's taking the news. Then just sees me in a fever.
Yeah.
Right.
With a belt around my neck, cakes.
No.
You know, Michael Hutchins.
Now you're taking it to a new, completely different level. I mean, I wasn't even thinking of autoerotic asphyxiation until just now.
That's never intrigued you, has it?
No. I'm going for funny.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Just want to make sure.
Mission accomplished.
All right, so Tiger hit a stinger off number three, which is great, but the other guys just pounded drivers over the corner, and they had like 100 in, and Rory hit it stiff to about a foot.
Wow.
And then Spieth hit it close, too, and I didn't see where Tiger's went.
Tiger about 30, 35 feet.
Okay, so safe two-putt, but those boys are going to catch him here. My guess is they're all three going to be one under after three.
Possibility.
So he lost a little of his advantage going with that stinger. All right, let's go to Matt in Minneapolis. My guy Matt. I think this is the guy that hooked me with my bike.
Believe it is, yes.
Matt, what's up, buddy?
Correct. What's up, fellas?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, so I got a question for EB.
Okay.
I want to know that when the Nats move on from Soto, which is inevitable, are you going to legitimately show us proof of you wiping your butt with the Nats hat that you wear every day that's in the promo picture?
Well, I have like a dozen.
Will you wipe your butt with it?
I can't remember. Did you say you were going
to
do that?
I don't know, but I'm happy to do that. I have like a dozen hats, so I'm happy to
do
that.
Stack them.
No, I'm not going to
right by the toilet and just.
I'll come in here. I'll duty. And then I'll come in here and I'll wipe with the Nats hat.
Second question.
Yeah.
What is like the number one seed to be the new hat?
I have to be honest with you.
Tom's hat.
I kind of like that. Cornell
volleyball.
The helmets, the Washington helmets. They're growing on me.
They're not terrible.
And I think a hat would just. I hate the team. I do have to say, is I'm a diehard fan.
With just the
you
W.
You wear a helmet every day.
No, I'm not gonna wear a helmet.
That's a great bit.
But I don't
you
like
wear a helmet.
I don't like burgundy and gold. I really don't. They're awkward colors.
Yeah, it's kind of blasphemous coming from a Skins fan.
I'm just being honest with you. It's hard to match. And I get sized for red.
You love red and white.
I like red. I'm a red, white, and blue kind of guy.
Because that's Maris is red and white.
Cornell, red. And
Cornell.
I told Kate you have to go to a red school. So she might be a Terp. I don't know. She has to go to a red school.
Right.
I don't know. I might wear I could see myself wearing a W.
Yeah.
Like a command. If Julie Donaldson wanted to send.
Well, you know what? Which school is the worst like color combo? That's where we should.
What is it? What's
pray question? Where Kate goes to school. Like which college has the worst like uniform colors?
There's a lot.
Like Miami. Like. Are you a big fan of orange or green?
I actually like orange.
You like that?
I'm an orange guy. I could wear orange.
Some people hate Wyoming's colors. I kind of like their colors. The brown,
the
yellow,
the
white.
Dirty brown.
I kind of like it. I'm not a big purple guy. So like East Carolina.
Niagara, purple
like
aces.
Northwestern. You couldn't go to Northwestern.
Northwestern's such a good school, though.
Yeah, their gear is gross.
Yeah. I'm not a purple guy.
I don't like Boston College.
What about, Northern Iowa?
My daughter's boyfriend goes to Boston. He sails at Boston College.
Yeah, I don't love Boston College.
Hey, I sail at Boston College. I'm on the sailing team.
It's true.
Can I guess his name? Where did he go to high school?
He went to the same high school as my daughter. She went to BCC.
BCC sailing team at BC. Your daughter's boyfriend's name is Witt or Whitford.
No.
It's probably pretty normal.
What does it start with?
It's Matt.
Oh, that's boring.
You were just way off.
It's not like, I don't know.
I need like a Cameron or like some hoity-toity entitled name.
Right. No, no.
Just
it's
Matt?
Like
just boring just Matt?
Boring
Matthew?
Matt. Yeah.
Man, that's a letdown.
Yeah. What am I going to tell
you? I wanted it to be named like Sebastian or, I don't know, Crawford or some rich guy name.
Well, just call him Matt, even though that's not his name. Just call him Matt.
I might do that.
Like E. Carlton?
Like E. Carlton? Or maybe like Grant, like Grant Hill. We're going to hook up the 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to win tickets to see Grant Hill's The Game Tour book tour at the Capitol Turnaround Union Stage June 4th. So 10th caller right now is going to win those tickets. 800-636-1067 is the number. And those tickets are courtesy of our friends at Live Nation.
All right, so to give the Live Tiger update, he missed, right? He gave it a good run. Did Rory and Spieth, I saw Jordan make. Did they both make? So all three at one under? Heading to the fourth tee, I think.
Correct.
Right? All right. Good start. It's a great start.
And
but
Tom Hoogie, the Hoogie, is one under.
He's a grinder.
He birdied his first
grinder,
hole.
Yes. Drab hopes he's subpar throughout the round. A lot of sub jokes for Hoogie, which I didn't pick up on during our player draft in the 6 a.m. hour. Mm-hmm. And neither did Mo because he missed the player draft.
He did miss it. Yes. Oh, well, Mo.
He gone.
He gone.
I kind of like my team. I've got Justin Thomas and Rory. Kind of like it. Kind of like that combo.
Long way to go, my friends.
We've got to get out of here. Drab's going to be sweating Tiger all day long with his big bet. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.